Stock, this is Rick trading on Beverly Maxwell. Beverly. B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Beverly Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. Date of, next, date of birth is 3/22/1946, date of visit 1/9/24. Please make a copy for Enercida Martinez, E-N-E-R-C-I-D-A, Enercida Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 71-year-old female who has a prior history of asthma and chronic bronchitis. Has been coughing and has wheezing episodes and has been bringing up some clear sputum. The patient had a chest CT done on 12/21/23, which showed a small non-calcified nodule in the right lower lobe, which was stable, and moderates to severe centrilobular emphysema. And mild calcified coronary artery disease. There was also a right thyroid nodule, slightly increased from prior CT period. the patient denies any weight loss, fevers, chills, night sweats, and denies any chest pains or abdominal pains. Next, paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for asthma and chronic bronchitis and a history for thyroidectomy for goiter. She also had a right breast lumpectomy for breast cancer. And she has a history of hypertension for more than 10 years and a history of chronic kidney disease. She has gastroparesis and chronic back pain. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies to propylene glycol. Next paragraph. Medalist included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. Trilogy Ellipta one puff daily, 100 micrograms. Rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams daily. And Wellbutrin, nebulizer with albuterol solution twice daily. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and mother had breast cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. Denies any cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. should know urinary frequency or flank pains, chest, mild wheezing and persistent cough, and shortness of breath. No abdominal pain, heartburn, or rectal bleed. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain or palpitations. There's no depression or anxiety. There's easy bruising. And no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white female who's alert and in no acute distress. Those mild pallor, no cyanosis, or icterus, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 144, saturation is 97. HENT anomphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And scattered wheezes are heard in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, as one on S2. No murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+ with nerve growths, motor abscess. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD. With chronic bronchitis and asthma. Number 2. Is right lung nodule. Number 3, history of hypertension. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph. Let's see. I'm sorry, number 5 is history of breast cancer. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will continue with Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff daily, and nebulizer with albuterol solution, BIDPRN. The patient was advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 6 months. And a copy of her recent lab work will be requested and a follow-up arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Enercida Martinez, ENERCIDA Martinez, MD. Thank you, Dr. Sousa.